November 2nd, 2014, glorious service of Srimati Radharani Kartik class. Vande Guru Paradvandvam Bhakta Vrinda Samanvitam Sri Chaitanya Prabhum Vande Nityananda Sahoritam Sri Nandanandanam Vande Radhika Charanadoyam Gopijana Samayuktam Vrindavana Manoharam Hamala Kamala Raji Sparshivata Prashite Nija Sarasini Dage Sayamulasaniyam Parijana Gana Yukta Kridianti Pakarim Snapayati Nijadasye Radhikamam Kadanu. We're discussing text 73, a beautiful vision that Raghunath Das Goswami in his Siddha Sharir, Siddha Deya, as Tulsi Mandri. He had a beautiful vision in his meditation. He was meditating on Radhakund, sitting on the banks of Shamakund, and meditating on the Radhakund pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And suddenly his meditation, Yoga Maya Shakti and Vrindadevi, they took his mind away from Radhakund to Dangati, to the Dan Lila, with Dan Bihari, Krishna and all the Gopikas, Radharani, Ashtasakis. And some coward boys were there, Subal, Sridham, Madamangal. And Krishna became a taxman, and we heard about that yesterday. And this particular service that it's interesting because it's all about seva, the whole Vilap Kusumanjali. This book is Vilap Kusumanjali. And it's all the sevas that the Sakhi Manjaris render to the Sakhi Manjaris render to Radharani, because Das Goswami is teaching this path of Raghunuga Bhajan from the mood of Madhura Rati, specifically what is called Radha Dasyam. In the Gaudiya Sampradaya, this is the main inclination of the majority of devotees, is to worship Radharani, especially in a mood of extra affection, more affection towards Radha than Krishna, although so much love and affection for Krishna. But Rupa Goswami Pad describes in Ujjala Nilamani that that type of additional affection for Radha is called Radha Sneha Adik. And some Sakis have Krishna Sneha Adik, extra affection for Krishna, like Lalita, like Vishakha. And some have equal, samasneha, equal affection for Radha and equal affection for Krishna. So Tulsi Manjari is that kinkari of Radharani, that Palyadasi. And this, we hear about sevas, generally we think the previous verse he was meditating on massaging Radharani's feet in the Kunja Lila in Radhakund. And next to him was Rupa Goswami as Rupa Manjari. And she was massaging the feet of Krishna as the divine couple was lying together in their Shayan Leela on their Pushpa Vistar, their flower bed. And now the Seva, Charan Seva, Kesh Seva, Shringar Seva, Tambul Seva, so many Sevas are there that are obvious, but this Seva is Seva performed with the eyes. Because we have our Panch Gyanindriya and Panch Karmindriya. So in that realm of transcendence and Goloka Vrindavan, Aprakat Vrindavan, the bodies are made of prema sharir. There's no bones, no skin, but there's form, divine form, human-like form, Nara Rupam, Nanda Tanuja. Nanda Tanuja, one who has been born from the body of Nanda, Nanda Tanuja Krishna. So there, everyone's body is Satchitananda. And not only Satchitananda, but moreover full of prema and mahavav, sneha, man, pranaya, rag, anurag. And so their every aspect of their body is dedicated, at least in terms of Sakhi Manjaris, towards the pleasure and satisfaction of Radha and Krishna. So when there's in this particular pastime, this Tulsi Manjari, who is Raghunath Das, he is saying, he's serving with his eyes, just his eyes. His hands are passive, feet are passive. He's a witness. And just by being there in the Sangha of Radharani, as a witness, as a supporter in Radharani's paksha, Radharani's gun, Radharani's sakhi gun, as her faithful, loyal, dedicated, near assistant, Sakhi Manjari, Tulsi Manjari is pleasing Radharani and also relishing the greatest happiness in the course of the service. So the verse we read was Govardhan Adri Nikate Mukatena Narama Lila Vidagda Shirasa Madhusudanena Danach Chalena Bhavatim Avarudyamanam Dakshyami Kim Brukuti Darpita Netra Yugmam Brukuti Darpam Brukuti Darpita Netra Yugmam. So Madhusudan, he's Vidagda, Leela Vidagda, he's very clever in pastimes, and he's the Mukutena. He's a Mukutena, not only Mukut, but Mukutena. Topmost Mukut, topmost crest jewel of Vidagda Nagars, of romantic heroes, of gallant lovers, of clever pranksters, Vidagda. One day, this is the observation that Tulsi Manjari is seeing in our meditation. One day, I'm seeing in my meditation that you're walking, O Radhika, O Ishwari Radha. You're walking along Govardhan Hill, and then Krishna comes, Shamsundar Danvihari, and he blocks your path on the pretext of collecting tax. That's a pretext, which means it's not his real motive. His real motive is to be with Radharani and to joke with Radharani, to touch Radharani, to have our intimate sangha and association. So he's dressed as a tax collector and his friends are all there supporting him. And it's a very humorous pastime described in many places, especially by our padakartas, our mahajans. Sri Rupa Goswami Pad has written a natak, or you could say a play, called Don Kaili Komudi, and his counterpart, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, wrote Don Kaili Chintamani afterwards, after reading that. Because he's always Anugatya of Rupa. There's Sri Rupa, and then there's Sri Tulsi Manjari, Sakhi Anugatya. The leader of all the Manjaris is Sri Rupa, but second in command is Tulsi Manjari, Rati Manjari, who is Raghunath Das. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pade, Hoibi Akuti. Every chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami, he ends a chapter by saying, who is we? You and me. Gaudiya Vaishnavas should be very eager, Akuti, to follow the outer and inner mood, the bhavana, and the cheshta, the activities of Sri Rupa Goswami and Sri Rupa Manjari, and Sri Raghunath Das Goswami and Sri Tulsi Manjari. Seva Sadakarupena, Siddharupena Chatrahi. This is told in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Rupa Goswami is telling us these parallel paths. We serve externally in our Siddha Rup, Shravanam Kirtana Vishnu Smaranam, Guru Seva, Hari Guru Vaishnav Seva, so many sevas we do. And internally, Sadaka Rupena, in our mentally conceived, desired spiritual form, which has been revealed to us, or we're hankering to attain, or we're hankering to realize, in that form, we engage in the service of Radha and Krishna in Smaran, meditation, remembrance. So that's what this whole book is about. So this particular time, he's saying, when at that time when Krishna blocks your path, when you're walking on Govardhan, what will be my service? My service will be to look, to watch it all. When will I see, O Swamini, O Radha, O my mistress, when will I see you with your Darpita? He says, Darpita Netra Yugmam. Yugmam means two. With your pair of eyes, Netram, and Darpan means proud. When will I see that? When will I see you, your Darpita? And your proud eyes crowned with frowned eyebrows. So the crown of the eyes is the eyebrows. Just as the crown of the body is on the mukut, on your head. That's the top of your head. So above your eyes there's a crown. Very nice explanation. The crown of her Radharani's proud glance. Radharani's Darpita nature, Yugmam, is actually the reigning queen of Vrindavan. We say Vrindavan Ishri Radha. Vrindavan Ishri Radharani ki jai. So Vrindavan Ishri means she's the sarkar, she's the queen, she's in control. So then what are her characteristics, her lakshana, her gun, her vishesh gun, and her special characteristics? Well, she's the ruler, the sum total of her form, the sum total of Radharani's Divya Sarup or Divya Kalevaram, and her mind and her bhav and her heart, all of that is the queen of Vrindavan, the empress of Vrindavan. So when Radharani's eyes are looking at Krishna like, who do you think you are? Who appointed you as a tax collector? Since when? I've never seen you before, and I've never been taxed before. This seems to be a new government here, and I haven't heard that I've been overthrown. As far as I know, my party, Radharani Sakigan, is fully in control. We haven't heard of the Gopagan taking over in the last election. Gopagan means the group of Gopas and Gwalas, Krishna's party. So here, Radharani's party is ruling since time immemorial. Sri Dham Vrindavan, Radhe Radhe, Radha Dham. So Radharani's very proud. Who do you think you are? So that look of that Darpita nature Yugmam, that look itself is a queen. That's why Tulsi Mandri is describing your eyebrows, your brukuti, are like a crown on the queen of your eyebrows. So Radharani's whole form is a queen, her eyebrows are a queen, her speech is a queen, her movements are a queen. Queen means controller. Queen means the authority. So she's Ishvari. Even Krishna sometimes says, oh Ishvari. Because there's Brahma from his perspective, Brahmaji, he could see a glimmer of Goloka. He couldn't enter into the Kunjalilas. He couldn't enter into the confidential areas of gopis and Krishna. He doesn't have the adhikar, not the by siddhanta or tattva, nor by ras. He's bewildered. He's completely Brahma Vimohan. Brahma's completely bewildered in just Krishna's feature as a sakha, as a coward boy. What to speak in his feature as Yashoda Dulal and Vatsalya Bhav? And what to speak of his feature in Madhurya? No access, entrance denied, no entry. So then he had that understanding, and what he saw and what he wrote, because what he could understand was this: Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachirananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakarna Karnam Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. His knowledge went that far. Govinda is the Adi Purush. Govinda is the Parameshwara. But if he had the Adhikar and he could enter deeper and go further and enter into the confidential pastimes of Krishna's Nikunja Leela, they would understand, oh, Ishvara Parama Krishna. Actually, it's Ishvari Parama Radha. Radha Rani Ki. So Radharani, Krishna, yeah, all right, Brahmaji, you're quite correct. How can I argue? You wrote the law. Samhita means law. This is my law. And I have four heads, so my law is better than your law with one head. My law book is Brahma Samhita. Sri Brahma Samhita. My law book. So he's telling, from what I understand with my four heads, what I figured out and concluded is that Krishna is a Parameshwara. But we all know clearly, and every Brijvasi knows absolutely, unequivocally, that Radharani, and only Radharani, is Parameshwari. And she is therefore the queen of Vrindavan, referred to as Vrindavan Eshwari. So this is what he's appreciating, because he's in her party, he's in her Sakigan. Tulsi Manjari. And she's saying, oh, look at our queen. Ha, how proud she's looking, her eyes, her Darpita Netra Yugmam. They're proud of her pride. As we mentioned earlier in class, that pride is a great enemy of bhakti. Loba, puja, pratishta. And Manashiksha of Raghunath Das Goswami, he explains that the pratishta icha is like a bathing in the urine of a gutta, gutta urine snan, gutta mutra snan, something like this. It's in Sanskrit. He says the desire, he's warning sadhakas, Manashiksha, this is an instruction for your mind. All my Shiksha disciples, he's saying that you have a desire for recognition, pratishta, honor, distinction. That is just like desiring to take a bath in the hot, burning urine of a donkey. That's the urine of an ass, a jackass. And if you have that aspiration, you're also an... fill in the blank. You got it. Very smart. You follow the magic of the language? Jackass. If you have that aspiration. Aspiration means desire, hankering, abhishta. It's an English word, aspiration, but it kind of goes together. This is how, even as Sanskrit is so intricate and beautiful and interwoven, English can also be. If it's in the hands of someone who knows English. Every language has its own beauty and its own symmetry and clever tricks you can do with it in writing and speaking, French, German, Russian, if you know the language. So Radharani is the queen of all languages and the queen of all speech, and her just an expansion of her toenails. Apara siddhi riddhi digda sat padangalinake. Apara siddhi riddhi digda sat padangalinake. Just an expansion of the ray of Radharani's toenails is a fantastically powerful and influential devi controlling the entire material firmament, and her name is Saraswati. Saraswati is a goddess of knowledge, wisdom, music, learning. She's only a ray, a jyoti, from Radharani's angali, padangali. So therefore, the quality of the Vaishnavas, all the Vaishnavas surrendered at the lotus feet of Radharani and Krishna, they exhibit the quality of Kavi. This is one of their 26 qualities of you and the ladies and gentlemen, all the devotees, the Vaishnavas. They are blessed by Radharani and then Divya Saraswati, her divine expansion as the wife of Narayan. And the Vaikuntha realm, Radharani expands herself into the Vaikuntha Mahishis, the goddesses of fortune. And then she expands from there into the realm of the demigods and becomes Shachi and Arundhati and all these other demigoddesses. These are her Shakti expansions in different levels of creation and reality. So therefore, devotees, by the blessings of Radharani and Divya Saraswati and Saraswati, they become somewhat expert in the art of eloquence, speech. That's their fortune. And that's why it's listed that one of the 26 qualities of a devotee is poetic, kavi. So this is a seva. It's amazing. Now, in this bhajan, this is a book of bhajan. Vilakusamanjali. So as he's writing, as Raghunath Das is writing, as Raghunath Das is seeing, as Raghunath Das is hankering and lamenting, we should see, we should hanker, we should lament. As he's meditating, we should meditate. It's not a hunger upasana, a hunger upasana. It's not worshipping yourself as that being or as that entity. I am that. I am him. I am that Sakhi. I am that Mantri. I am Radha. You are my Krishna. I am Krishna. You are my Radha. Not that type of upasana or worship. But it's anugatya, Sakhi anugatya. E neva danadara, Sakhi anugatya karo. We're supposed to follow the bhav and the seva of the residents of Vrindavan. This is called Raghunuga Bhakti. And without following the bhav and the sevas of the residents of Vrindavan, koi Vrindavan prapti nehi, you'll never attain Vrindavan. Only by the blessings of the Brijvasis, which you will receive. One will receive the blessings of the Brijvasis if he or she becomes anugatya of their lotus feet, and if he becomes tadatmika with their bhav, their gopi bhav, madhur rati, and becomes tadatmika with their sevas. This was a great failure of the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi. She was completely attracted, or she rather is, to Krishna, who she considered another aspect of her husband, Lord Narayan, Lord Vishnu. So she hankered intensely, I want to be with my husband Narayan, and that feature is Krishna in the groves of Vrindavan with the flute and the cows and all these things. So with that sankalp, with that abhishta, desire and vow, she came to Braj. And she already has a beautifully enticing and attractively fragrant, sweet, divine, spiritual form as a spiritual woman, the most beautiful woman in the entire Vaikuntha, Lakshmi, transcendental. So she doesn't have to get a female form or a siddhadeya. She already has a siddhadeya. But she came to Vrindavan and she's still there in Balvan, in Lakshmivan, doing tapa, sitting under a bilva tree, just like Lord Shiva sits. Bilva tree is Lord Shiva. The palasha tree is Brahma, and the peepal tree is Vishnu. This is what's told in Puran. So, she's doing austerities, but there are pastimes where Purnamasi met her one day. There's pastimes where Govinda himself met Lakshmi one day. What are you doing, this, that? And they both remarked, after inquiring from her and questioning her, that because she was insistent on maintaining her Mahishi Bhav. Mahishi means queen. The feelings and sentiments that I am the queen of Vaikuntha. And she was insistent on doing a very limited area of service, such as charan seva, pada sevanam, massaging the feet of Vishnu. So when she was asked by Yogamaya and Krishna Govinda ji, are you willing to milk cows? Are you willing to make Are you willing to make gober cakes and pies, or whatever you want to call them, gober fuel for the chula? Huh? With these long fingernails? Are you crazy? They might crack. They may break. I have the fingernails of a queen. And this thing? We have thousands of gwals to do that in Vaikuntha. We have so many Saravi cows, the milk is flowing like the Ganga. I cannot I cannot and I shall not do that. She said in her best British English, I shall not do that. I cannot do that. It is absolutely impossible for me to do that. At any rate, so she failed the exam of Purnamasi and Krishna, and she's still there because she won't adopt the bhav of gopis, and she's not ready to follow in their footsteps and hanker for and pray for and lament for and meditate on the sevas that they render. So this, now in this verse, we're ordered to serve with our eyes. So we read this verse and we enter into the content of this verse at Dangati. Then we try to adopt those same darpita, have that same mood of pride. First comes the bhav, then the mood or the sentiments, the bhav, and then comes the karya, the action. There's bhavana, there's thinking, feeling, bhavana, bhav and karya. Bhavana means conception or thought. Then bhav means the feelings. I think I should do this. This would be good. Yes, I must do this. I feel I must do this. Then karya, the action. So we have to, first we develop the bhav. I am proud of Radharani at this particular instance. And as I mentioned a few classes earlier, pride is the enemy of bhakti. And it's like cow urine. But we can have pride. We can have pride as a sadhaka, in our guru, in our parampara, in the wonderfully illuminating effusions and realizations and contributions to the philosophical world of Lord Chaitanya and the six Goswamis, Jiva Goswami. We have the topmost philosophy with the most detailed explanations of ras and tattva on the planet today. And other groups, other Vaishnavas, they regularly study the Gaudiya Vaishnava books because they're so voluminous, so deep and so vast in terms of ras and siddhanta, in terms of Radha Krishna tattva, prema tattva, dhamma tattva. Nimbarki Sampradaya, they have one or two books, Madhavani, one is called Madhavani, Madhavani and some other small book. Very powerful, big Sampradaya. They read all of our books, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindha, Ujjwala Nilamani, all the books about Radharani, Govinda Lilamrita. They get their nourishment there, their strength there, and it's ours, so we're proud. I've been to many sadhus. I go to Barsana, different places, and they pick out a book, and they start reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. And I say, because I'm the only Gaudiya there, and there's so many Nimbarkis or other people there. Because this is our heritage, this is our fortune by somehow or other coming under the shelter of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So that pride we can have in our Sampradaya, in our vast body of literature, in our six Goswamis, in our Guru Varg, our Rupanugadhara, the line of Rupa Goswami. We have pride in our Thakurji, pride in the holy Dhams. That's fine. That's desirable. That will destroy the mundane material pride based on the body and mind and whatever we may think that we accomplished by our own intelligence and endeavor, which of course is all simply gifts of God. Purusham Rishu, Krishna says in Gita, I am the strength of the strong, the ability and man, I am the intelligence, I am the power, I am everything. So what are we? What can we be proud of? I'm proud of the Bhagavad Gita where Krishna tells me where everything comes from. So she's proud of Radharani and she's looking like this and Radharani's head's like this, and she just walks by. Krishna, stop, pay a tax. She goes, just walks by proudly looking like. And Krishna says, wait a minute. So this is the, we discussed this yesterday, the whole pastime, and how Radharani became bewildered when she first saw Krishna. They first met, and Krishna was bewildered. And there was so much conversation back and forth. There's another beautiful description of this Leela, which is so important for meditation. Because every verse as one acharya said, that if one wants to practice Raghunuga Bhakti and Raghunuga Bhajan, following the gopis of Vrindavan, the Sakhi Manjaris, then he has to study Vilapkusumanjali inside and out. Study it, follow it, absorb it, pray for the mercy of the book and the writer of the book. And this is our, you could say, our Bible. Not Bible, but I don't know, whatever. It's our main book for this practice. And everything else is supplementary. Even books that are similar in vein, that talk about the sevas of Sakhi Manjaris, like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He has a small book called Sankalpa Kalpa Druma. It's in English also, maybe Hindi, I don't know. Very small book. And there it breaks up the day into Ashtakaliya Lila, Ashtayam, Nishantkal, Pratakal, Purvankal, Purvahan, Madhyan, Aparan, and then Shayan, Pradosh, Nisha, Ratri, Lila, the eight periods of the day. And it outlines different services there that he's meditating on and hankering for. Well, practically half of those verses, half the verses and half the sevas that he's describing, are directly taken from Vilapkusumanjali. And obviously, it's very clear, even the words and phrases. And half, maybe two-thirds are directly from Vilapkusumanjali. And then one-third, there's some very special, wonderful insights and verses that are his original own verses in Sankalpa Kalpa Druma. And those that know the Shastras have pointed that out to me and shown me that. So that's some of the speciality. Of course, both books are great. So therefore, the origin of is Vilapkusumanjali for this type of meditation. Because Vishwanath Chakravarti wrote his book 200 years later, 150 years later. So he read this book and he got inspired. But they're both very good because there are some extra very special parts in Sankalpa which you won't find here. So this means that even after 150 or 200 years had passed by, even the sadhakas of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, they were still modeling their bhajan and modeling their meditations after this epic book of Raghunuga Bhajan, Vilapkusumanjali. So let's go again. Let's go to Prakat Lila. Let's go to Bomar Vrindavan. And now we're in Dan Gati. And Krishna's there. And all the Sakhi Manjaris are there. Radharani Sakhis. And we're going to watch this. We're going to be an observer of this pastime, because sometimes, and many times, the Manjaris, they play a very active role in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. I mean, moving and doing things, and grinding and fanning, and speaking and carrying messages. But sometimes they just watch. They just listen. That's their seva, to listen. Listen to Radharani and Krishna speak. That's their seva. What is that seva called? Shravanam. You've heard Shravanam, Kirtana, Vishnu, Smaranam. So that's also a seva, just to sit in Radhakund and hear someone speak about Vilapkusumanjali, right? I think so. That's what you're doing. And seva to speak. So we're both doing seva for the pleasure of Priya Priyatam. So therefore, in this pastime, when you say, okay, what's my service here? When you go to new temples, oftentimes the temple commander, when you arrive there, if you're an unknown alien, from somewhere else, he'll say, Prabhu, what's your program? I don't know about other countries, but America. Prabhu, what is your program? Which means, what is your contribution? Okay, you're here now in the temple. Obviously, you'll eat here and you'll sleep here and whatnot. But what will you do for Krishna's pleasure? How will you serve here? How will you enhance and improve the devotional atmosphere by your visit and your presence here? So that question can be asked when we approach a particular lila or a particular verse describing a lila. What will my seva be there? And how will I serve Radharani there at that time and that place and that service? And that's the sum and substance of meditation and the abhishta, the hankering for seva. It's called siddhi lalasa. Siddhi Lalasa means hankering for the perfect eternal service which we want to perform in the spiritual world. That's the perfection. The perfection is to serve the lotus feet of Radharani and Madhura Rati. That's Raghunuga Bhakti for the Manjaris. So here we are, we're there. Tulsi Manjari is there, Rupa Manjari is there, Lavanga Manjari, Kasturi Manjalali, all the Ashta Manjaris of Radharani. And Ashta Sakis are there, Lalita Vishaka, Champak Chitra, Sudevi Rangadevi, Induleka, Tungavidya. There's no Vipaksha party there. There's no Padma Shaivya Chandravali. It's all friendly party. All girlfriends party. So your Guru Sakhi is there, and the Nayanamani Manjari is there, and Kamala Manjari is there. Kamala Manjari is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Nayanamani Manjari is my Param Guru, Siddhanta Saraswati, and my Gurudev, and his Manjari form. And then you're there, and you're watching like that. Oh, and Radharani is showing pride, and you're showing pride, and you're looking. You also have Dharpita. The Manjaris, when Radharani's eyes, or Aksha, or Chakshus, Ak, when they become Dharpita, Netra, Yugmam, then at that moment, and her head goes back like this, proudly, the Manjaris' heads go back like this, and their eyes become also Dharpita, Dharpita, Netra, Yugmam. You ever see Srila Prabhupada? His head's like this. You ever saw? Always like that. You never saw not like that. In fact, he came from the spiritual world like this. Because he's proud of Radharani. And he's proud of Gauranga. And proud of Krishna. He himself, in his presence here, in his teachings, in his persona, exhibited the epitome of humility and dainya, dainyatva, humble behavior. But for Krishna, he was a lion. Nrsingha Guru. And his otherworldly personality, transcendental personality. His head, like we have, sometimes we have a derogatory remark about some gentleman or gentle lady. We say, oh, his head's in, he's a sky head or air head. His head is in the sky, her head is in the sky. Prabhupada's, his head was in the spiritual sky. His head was like this. His body is moving in this world, preaching and spreading Krishna consciousness, but his head is in the Vaikuntha. You ever saw? So you ever think, why is it like that? How is it like that? I have for the last 40 years. So I have these ideas. It's like this. He's seeing another dimension. Ordinarily, people only see length, width, and depth, three dimensions. But those mediums of truth, those sensitive jivas, those mystics, they can see the other layers of reality, the subtlety, even they can see the subtle beings, the pretas, bhutas, pishachas, bhuts, pretas, pishachas. What to speak of communicating telepathically through mental waves, and so many subtle powers individuals have all around the world. They're called mediums and tantrics, whatnot. So Prabhupada, he was tuned into another world. He was up there. That's why when you want to get some signals for your internet or your television, do you put your aerial in the basement? Your aerial. You put it on the top of your roof, yeah? Because you want to get the vibrations there from the satellite to improve your connection, Airtel, etc., color TV or whatever, cable TV, I don't know. So Prabhupada was like this, because he was connecting there. Golokera, Premadam, Harinam, Sankirtan. He was up there, oh yeah, he's catching the, it's told in third canto that Prabhupada was catching the sweet pollen particles collected at the feet of Lord Narayan. And those sweet pollen particles that are collected at the lotus feet of Narayan, falling from his lotus garland and collecting on his feet, they're collected by the pure devotees and enter their mind and heart, and then they come out of their mouth in the form of Guru Vani, Sri Guru Avacha. This is in third canto. The pollen particles from the lotus feet of Lord Narayan. They come out. This Madhur Vacha, sweet talk. Sometimes hard also. So what's the, here we are, we're in Dangati, and we're very close, only 5 kilometers this way by geography and topography. But now we have to make the whole thing come in here. Dan Bihari is there, and his flute is tucked in, and he's folded up his dhoti like some official person or something. His flute is tucked in, and he has his turban on, he's like this. I am the tax man here. You have to pay your tax. And then there's coward boys already strung a rope. They have these ropes they tie, hang over their shoulders for tying the cows. They're 3 feet long, so they tie 2 or 3 together to make a clean toll gate. Toll gate. And then the gopis are on one side with their pots of ghee for the yagya, Bhagwari Rishi's yagya, Govinda Kund. Gopis have their pots. They have some. They have pot, 2, 3 pots on their head, and they have one on their hips. Because the more ghee, the more blessings. Because they want the ashavad, Mahant, the sadhu ashavad from Bhagwari Rishi, such a powerful tapabal. Tapabalam, Yogi Rishi. He's the purohit of Vasudev. And Vasudev engaged him in doing a yagya for the benefit of Balaram. So that's the precursor to the Leela, why they were coming there with all that ghee to get the blessings. Why? So if they get Krishna, they get the blessings of Bhagwari Rishi, then they can meet Krishna. She said, yeah. The parrot said, huh. That's a tota. Radharani's, that's Manjubhashini. Radharani's parrot. Listening. Oh, Radharani was saying this about you, and he said that about you, and this about you, and then he flies back to Varsana. Acha? She writes some report. Acha, this boy is very nice. I want my report over there in Varsana. Radhe, 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 Radhe. Love Radha. That's a very nice message for everyone in the whole world. The greatest need in the world today is love. And the most important kind of love is divine love. And the ambassador of love is Radharani. And Krishna coming as Gauranga Prem Purushottam. So love Radha is the word of the day of Kali Yuga. This is the antithesis of the hate, envy, divide, criticize, and fight syndrome of the modern world. The gopis and Krishna are at the toll station. Krishna is standing like this. You have to pay the toll. And then, and that's what it says, Dana Chalena Bhavatim Avarudyamanam. Avaruta means ignore, go opposite. So they're having a question and answer period, and Krishna says, listen, Suno, Gopika, you'll have to pay the tax, there's no other way. And gopis say, why do we have to pay tax? Because you go daily by this path, through this gati, this narrow passage between Govardhan, between Barsana and Mathura or anywhere. And so many days the toll station was not working. There was some defect in the machines. In the West they have a machine. In India they have some human machine. In the West they have a machine. There's some defect. And so you got so many free days because we weren't able to operate the toll station. But now I'm here. So now that King is extremely angry because so many days you pass without paying any tax. And I am the monarch of this toll gate, so you have to pay the tax. And the gopis say, and so And since when have you become the master of this quote-unquote toll station? Is this the property of your father or your grandfather? Can you please prove to us that you indeed are the master of this place? Anybody can just go anywhere and stand up and say, hey, I own this place. I can go and I can lean on your Ferrari and say, this is my Ferrari. I can't lean too hard though. Because if I lean too hard, the burglar alarm, wah, wah, wah. I lean on your Ferrari and someone's walking by. I say, listen, this is my Ferrari. I said, really? But yesterday I saw you pulling a rickshaw. No, that was yesterday. Bhagavan's very merciful. This is my Ferrari. And people say, can you prove it's your Ferrari? Can you give me a ride? Oh, just now my keys are not here. So obviously you're a bogus liar. It's not, you're not in possession. You're not the master of that vehicle. So they're out, they're challenging him. What is your authority for this post of the tax collector? He says, listen, first of all, this whole area, this tax, including this toll booth, was owned by Vrindadevi. And this whole forest, she owns this whole forest. She planted all the trees and lattes, and she watered them and nourished them. So, actually, Vrindadevi is the original master of this place, including this toll station. However, don't you know? And you say, no. I married Vrindadevi, and whatever property belongs to the wife automatically comes to the husband after marriage. Therefore, now, since I'm married, I am the master of this place, so pay the tax. The gopi said, listen, I think we'll have to ask Vrindadevi about this because we don't accept your testimony. So they called her and said, listen, Vrindadevi, this black fellow here, he says that he's married to you. Are you married to him? We don't believe it. So, are you married or not? And Vrindadevi, with great surprise in her eyes, what are you saying? But are you, huh? I would never marry such a person. No one in Vrindavan, none of the gopis like this fellow. He desperately wants to, and he really needs to, marry some gopi. His mother and father have seen that their boy has certainly grown up very big, but till today, Yashoda and Nanda have not been able to find even one gopi to marry this questionable fellow. But he, from his side, is always hankering for marriage. Sounds like brahmacharis, right? No. That is why he's prancing around here at the toll booth saying, I'm married, she's married to me. So he's projecting his desire on this innocent Vrindadevi. This is what Vrindadevi is saying. I'm not married to him. Why should I marry him? Listen, Sakis, you and I and everyone in Vrindavan knows that this forest is Vrindavan. Or now we say Vrindavan. Vrindavan. And I am Vrindadevi. It's mine. Everyone knows that. And I've given water and everything to the plants. I always protect and take care of them. And on my own volition, I have given this entire forest to Srimati Radharani. And now, everyone in Vrindavan knows that Srimati Radharani is the one and only ruler of Vrindavan. Her name is Vrindavaneshri Radharani Ki Jai. Huh? Vrindavaneshri Ki! Yeah, that's okay. I mean, it is Radhika's month. She is Kartiki Devi. She is Urjeshri Devi. And this is the Urja month, to do the Urja Brat, Kartik Brat. And this is the next to the last day for those who start on Ekadasi. So now, why should I marry him? And then the gopis began, what? Now, when the gopis heard Brindadevi say this, what did Krishna do? He hung his head down. Because he was lying. He said he was married, he's not. And he's hanging his head down, looking very sheepish and very, you caught me. Then what did the gopis do? They're all clapping their hands and laughing. Parihasa, Gonarati. It's a Gonarati. Mukhi Rati, this is Panchastai Rati, Madhura Vatsalya Sakya. And then the Gonaratis. So this is Hasya Ras. It's a Ras. It's a rapture of excitement and laughter and humor. And the gopis are the joke is on Krishna. And everyone's laughing. Krishna's also laughing. Krishna's laughing. The coward boys are really laughing. Madhu Mangal's like making all these sounds, putting his arm like this, bop, bop, bop. He puts his hand like this, you cup your hand, make a little space, you go, bop, bop, bop. This is a speciality of gopis. You gopis don't know about these things. You don't know how to do that. You have to learn that from a gopa. So so then they were like this, and Krishna and his friends, they became mum and moan. They didn't know what to reply. At last, Lita asked Krishna, listen, tell me the truth. Have you planted any plants, even one, or even one creeper, or anything in this Brajadham? We see, now Lalita's turning the tables, you know. Lalita's taking control as usual. She's Bhamya Prakar. She's very powerful. So she's taking control, and now she's putting Krishna on the receiving end, and she's becoming the toll collector. A hum toll collector. You haven't planted any trees and latas here, although you claimed you did and you've been duly proven guilty of not. And what we actually see is that every day you come with lakhs and lakhs of cows and calves and gopas for grazing. And those big, heavy cows rumbling along with all their hoofs and feet, they completely destroy the whole forest. They eat so many creepers and so many flowers, and your boys are picking all the fruits and eating them. You're totally destroying and ravishing the forest. But still, you're saying that you're Vrindavan Nath. You're saying you're Vrindavan Nath, the lord of the forest. And meanwhile, those humble Van Devis, under the guidance of Brinda Devi, are daily nourishing the plants and watering them and weeding around them and taking care of them and everything. This sounds very strange, what you're saying, how you're the master of this place when you're actually hell-bent on destroying the whole place. The gopis gave so many arguments that Krishna became totally silent. He was stunned. What to do? He's thinking, what to say? So then he thought he would scare them. This is a very common technique of men. When they get defeated by a lady, then they try to scare them. They get angry and throw their weight around, because they don't like getting put down or defeated. So then what happened? Same way. He's the Adi Purush, remember? The men of this world are just Chota Purush. They're Choti Purush. They're small Purushas. But Krishna's the Mahapurush. You've heard this term, Mahapurush. He's the Adi Purush, Mahapurush. Purush, Purush Uttam, Purushottam. So many Purushas, so many Chota Purushas. But he's the Uttam, topmost, Purushottam Sri Krishna Bhagavan Ki Jaya. So he got angry. And he said in an angry mood, "Anyway, I will not listen to your arguments." Sounds so familiar. This same scenario is happening millions of times all around the world and houses in every country when husbands and wives have arguments. And the wife presents very solid arguments, very convincing, very true, completely exposing the fallacy and imperfections and mistakes of the husband. And does he humbly accept it and bow to her feet and say, "Dasosmi?" No. He gets angry and throws a tantrum and throws a light somewhere and says, "Listen to me, I don't care what you say." In other words, you're speaking sensible, reasonable, truthful, helpful suggestions, and he doesn't care. He just wants to assert his ego and, "Listen, I don't care what you say." Then this is the final mantra they use. "I'm in control. This is my house." "And it's my money." Maybe, I don't know. Nowadays, maybe it's her money. Who knows? Or it's our money. And all these false, bogus mantras they chant. So here it is, Krishna, the Adi Purush. It all starts here. Anyway, "I will not hear any of your arguments. Listen, I don't care what you say. You will have to pay the tax. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. And if you don't pay the tax, I will have to take it forcibly." Because he's a tax man, so he has a big mustache. Tax man, a big mustache. "I will take it forcibly." Pulls on the end of his mustache. Then Krishna was exasperated. Well, then he told the boys, "Listen, forcibly take whatever they're carrying, confiscate all their goods, and we'll accept that as taxes." Then Madhumangala went to follow the command of his lord, his Prabhu, to Lalita. That was the wrong one to go to. So when Madhumangala accosted Lalita, Lalita said very boldly, so boldly that Madhumangala turned around and ran away. And all the boys became astonished. "Is this Chandi? Is this Kali Bhaira?" And the gopis were like, "Oh." Lalita became Chandi, Kali Bhaira. She's ferocious, Lalita. Lalita Saki Ki. She's our Yuteshri, or some. Raghunath Das, his Yuteshri is Vishakha, but Rupa Mundri's Yuteshri is Lalita. And everyone accepts Radharani as the Param Yuteshri, although they have their own yutas and groups. So then what happens? So then Krishna realizes, he starts thinking, "Actually, I want gold coins. They're supposed to pay tax. And why, if we plunder their pots, all we'll get is yogurt and ghee. And we have lakhs and lakhs of kilos of yogurt and ghee of our own. So I want gold coins." So then the gopis say, "Listen, you should understand, we don't have a phi. We don't have one paisa." Then Krishna says, "All right, listen. I'll cut a deal with you. I'll make a deal with you. I'm ready to let you all go through the passage free. But you'll have to give me one gopi, this one, Radhika. You have to give her as a deposit. I will keep her alone here, and then you can all go. And then when you return with your taxes, then I will give you back Radharani." And the word for return is Nivartan. So there's a place called Dan Nivartan Kund. There's Dan Bihari at Dan Gati, where all the shops are in the passage to Barsana. Then further down the Prikamarga is Dan Nivartan. And the gopis came back, but they caught Krishna by surprise. They made him pay a tax. They came back and Krishna said, "Oh, you came to pay the tax." "Yeah, we'll tell you how we're going to pay it." And then they boxed his ears and tied him up and dressed him in a sari and poured yogurt over his head and took all the coward boys and tied their sikhas to the tree branches and flew them up in the sky. Dani Vartan. So that's what he's saying. You can come back and pay. Everyone started laughing and they told Radhika, oh, yes, yes. They looked at Radhika. Yes, yes, very good. Oh, Radhika, we're going to leave you as a deposit with the tax collector. That's an interesting deposit. Pretty high interest on that one. If your deposit is Radharani, you're going to earn a lot of interest on your deposit. When you put money in the bank, it's called deposit. And you get something called interest, 10%. But if Radharani is deposited with you, you get unlimited interest. So Krishna's unlimited best interest will be received by receiving the deposit of Radharani into his account. What's the name of his account? It's called Krishna's Premanand Bank Account. So he has one big deposit there, Srimati Radharani. So when we return, Radharani, we'll bring the tax and then you can come with us and go back home. This is what the Sakhi said to Radharani. Radharani heard this. So there's so many moods in here. That's why so much ras here. There's Hasi Ras, there's Crow, there's all these Kila Kinchit Bhav. Radharani looks angry, but then she's shy, and then she's desirous, all many moods together in her expression when Krishna pulls her cloth. Many, many bhavas and feelings and rasas being exchanged here in Dan Leela. So Radharani, hearing her sakis jesting and joking with her like this, she became very angry with her sakis. She said, listen, Lalita will stay here. I'm going. Then Lalita said, no, Vishakha will stay here. So it became a parampara. The Sakhis were saying, Radharani, you'll stay here. And that Sakhi was Lalita. And Radharani says, no, Lalita, you'll stay here. Then Lalita said, no, Vishakha, you'll stay here. Each one wants to leave the other Sakhi as a deposit. And at last, Krishna says, listen, you're all making a joke of me. Then he forcibly grabbed Radhika's pot and ate some ghee from it. And then Radhika got very angry and said, oh, you black man, you dirty man, you're so impure. Now this ghee is contaminated by your lips, so I can't offer it to the sage for the yajna. You have touched this sacred pot, but you have not even taken bath. You're always dirty, always touching monkeys and never washing your hands. And all the Sakhis began to laugh because it's funny. Then after that, all the Sakhis turned to Brindadevi. Brindadevi, you should ask him what tax we have to give. It should be decided, then we can settle this matter and go on. So then it should be decided how much we can pay for tax as ghee. So then they went back and forth, and the pastime goes on, and you can read more in Don Kaili Chintamani. This is only a section of it. So this is, of course, he's seeing all this in what we call Antardasha, his internal consciousness, and that's his deep state of meditation. When one practices meditation, there, the first level is Smaran, then there's Smaran has five subdivisions. And then from Smaran, then one goes to Dhyan, and then one goes to Dhruvanam Smriti, then Samadhi. So Samadhi is the equivalent of Antardasha, Antardasha. And such a state of Samadhi can usually not be attained until one is at the level of Bhava Bhakti. And then at that level of Samadhi and his Smaran and Dhyan, meditation, then he can have a vision. What's called a spurti, practically a multi-dimensional experience of the lila. It's called lila pravesh. This material body is left far behind, and in your internal meditative spiritual body, you're there, you're living in this material body as a sadhaka, but in the depths of your meditation, your internal absorption, in the deep depths of your absorbed and purified and focused mind, you're seeing the entire lila. It's called pravesh. Pravesh means you enter there. And you take part, and you don't even know that there's such a thing as an external body or an external world or what they call bahir dasha, chitta, external consciousness. So this book, he's diving and surfacing like the ocean. He's going deep into the ocean of internal experience and consciousness and then coming out to the surface and remembering it. So it's being described here that when he came to external consciousness, to his outer consciousness, he saw, wait a minute, I'm sitting here on the banks of Shamakund. And this is Manasapavan Ghat, and I see the pila brikshas there. I see the steps of the Ghat, Manasapavan Ghat. But this is not Don Gati. There's no Don Vihari here, there's no Sakis. Where's all the mirth and merriment? Where's all the laugh? Where's all the Leela? So when he doesn't see it, then he becomes very sad and very unhappy, lamenting. I had such a wonderful thing and I lost it. That's why we lament. We have something wonderful, or even not so wonderful, but just a bunch of money or something, or anything, and we lose it, and we lament. Oh, I had this nice thing, I lost it. Like they have an expression in America, you don't know what you have until you don't know, till you don't have it. You don't realize the value of what you have until you don't have it. The value of your human body and the value of the mobility and freedom of movement of your body. And then if you have an accident, your body becomes paralyzed and you realize, wow, if I ever get free from this state of paralysis, I'll really appreciate the mobility and facility that this properly functioning material body offers one. So this is the situation. He's lamenting. Oh, and he cried. So we cry when we lose something. We lament and we cry. And sometimes we pray to God also. So he's doing a similar idea or practice. He lost his beautiful inner vision, which was a gift of Krishna's Yoga Maya Shakti and Leela Shakti, and a byproduct of his own adeptness in bhajan. So he's crying and praying, oh Devi. And that's what this verse is. This verse is the prayer that he uttered, where he's saying, oh Devi, when will I see your Darpita Netra Yugmam? At the Danach Chalena in Govardhan. So when will I see that? I want to take your darshan when you're showing this Kila Kinshit Bhav and you're laughing and then you're making a joke, and I want to see your face and eyes. I want to see them again and again. What I saw just a few minutes ago, what I saw briefly in my heart, I want to see again and again with my eyes in the Prakat Leela. I want to qualify myself and gain entrance there to your manifest pastimes and see directly with my own eyes. And I want to see how your eyebrows are so crooked and you're looking so proudly. And then I want to hear you tell me, oh, keep this black person away from us. And then I will try and carry out your orders. I want to serve you in this way. I will always be right beside you and see all these pastimes. So this is his meditation behind this verse after this experience. So this is all very anukulya, anukulyena sankalpa, accepting for favorable ideas and practices for bhajan from this Das Goswami. Tomorrow we can, there's one Bengali bhajan which summarizes this very nicely by one great Padakarta, who brought all these esoteric, difficult Sanskrit books into Bengali for the benefit of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, who are primarily Bengalis, and made the whole thing very musical, poetic, attractive, and easy to follow. Narmalila Shukasholi Shikovinda Vanamali Govardhan Nera Dhanagati Pate Deki Toma Vinodini Rasikendra Chudamani Dana Chale Pata Avaribe Dana Chale Pata Avaribe. Sri Govinda Vanamali is expert in joking pastimes, O Vinodini Radha. When Krishna sees you on the road by Govardhan's Dangati toll station, that crown jewel of rusics stops you on the pretext of levying tax from you. Rasik Mukutmani Mahabhava Swarupini Vimshati Bhavapuri Alankar Daraibe Bangi Kori Harichita Chamatkari Nechananchale Brukuti Tomar Harichita Chamatkari. You are the crown jewel of rasik girls, Rasik Mukutmani Mahabhava Swarupini. You're the very form of Mahabhav. Vimshati Bhav, Vimshati Bhava Puri Alankar. Puri Alankar means that you're completely ornamented, Alankar, with the Vimshati. Vimshati means 20 ornaments of loving ecstasy. You astonish Hari's heart with the gestures of your Aris, Hari Chitta Chamatkari, and your frowned eyebrows, Daraibe Bangi Kori, and you are standing there. Deki kila kinchit bhavera taranga joto avichala nagara tribanga aina veshe navagori shama natavara hari deki bhoki sahachari sanga deki bhoki sahachari sanga. When Krishna sees all the ways of your kila kinchit bhav, your lover stands motionlessly in his threefold bending form. Deki kila kinchit bhav taranga, the waves of your kila kinchit. Kila kinchit is a mixture of like seven different emotions. It's in the rasa shastras of Bharat Muni, and it's been imported into the rasa descriptions of Rupa Goswami Pad and Ujjwala Nilamani to apply and understand and enter into the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So in this Kila Kinshit Bhav, Radharani shows Laja, shyness, and Dumba, pride, and then she shows anger, then she shows desire, hankering, Utkantita, interest, and then she shows rejection and Tyag. Many things in the movements of her eyes say one thing, her eyebrows say another thing, the angle of her head says one thing. This is depicted, and also this particular bhav is displayed in Gita Govind by Padakarta Jayadev Goswami Pad. Because it's one of the beautiful bhavas that Radharani adopts to churn the heart of the churner of hearts. Sakshat Manmata Manmata. Sakshat Manmata Manmata. Krishna's Manmata. He churns the heart, and he's the personification of the one who churns the heart. That's why Krishna is called the Divya Kamadev. And when we take Diksha from Sri Guru, we receive the Kam Gayatri to meditate on that Sakshat Manmata Manmata with his Pushpabana, with the five arrows of his form, his taste, his fragrance, his sight, his touch, completely tantalizes and mesmerizes our hearts and minds and saturates our hearts with a charming sweetness and unending ways of fulfillment that make us lose all attraction for any mundane, pale offerings and attractions of this material world. This is Kamadev, Sri Krishna. As one Acharya said, Sri Krishna, reality, the beautiful. Very wonderful statement, very eloquent and succinct. Sri Krishna, the reality, the beautiful. So this is the Nagar, the Tribhanga Nagar, Radharani's lover. He's standing. O Navagori, young golden girl, when can I see you with Sham Natavari, Hari, the best of dancers, who's dressed as a tax collector, and all your girlfriends are there together. Very beautiful bhajan. So tomorrow, by the grace of Das Goswami Pad and our Guru Varg and all of you, we hope we can speak something about verse 74. Now we have Chaitanya Charitamrita class.